This podcast replay is brought to you by Vape and Smoke Shop in West Pines. Mention the Big O Show. Get 10 to 20% off the entire store. Call them 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
Talk about being wrong. Yesterday, the Browns, my prediction.
Oh, God, they failed me badly.
You know what?
Every time I believe in the Browns,
thank you.
They screw you.
Look, that's exactly why I brought it up. You know what? Since that year, 3 years ago, I guess it was, the last game of the season, they're playing Pittsburgh. And if they win, they're in the playoffs, remember? Yep. And we were all, you know what? We could see it. We could this. Dude, we've done this up and down roller coaster of believe, and they disprove you. What are we on, number five or six in the last 3 years, right? So you know what?
And that caller Sunday had said, no, they're going to be the same old Browns.
Yeah, you were right.
I was saying, you know, the Dolphins aren't the same old Dolphins, and these Browns aren't the same old Browns. Well, the Dolphins aren't the same old Dolphins, but, yeah, it looks like the Browns
There's something there. Oh, I was thinking about it.
They are.
The Brown fans, and that team has talent on it, and the Brown fans deserve a decent team, bro.
No, they deserve a Super Bowl, bro.
They deserve. Well, I'm just.
They haven't won since Jim.
I know.
Brown.
Bro, but I'm just talking about a decent team.
I got you.
Something
got
respectable, as hardcore as those fans are. They deserve. And that team totally lets them down so many times. And that isn't from a lack of talent. There is talent on that team.
Great fan base.
Yeah.
Great fan base.
And I think that kind of is the reason that, like, the six or seven times we've been proven wrong in the last 3 years thinking is hoping for the fans to have something.
Yeah.
And you know what, bro? If I ever say, oh, the Browns, blah, please stop me, cut off my mic, chop off my tongue, man.
Yeah. To all my Dolphin fans who suffered through the 1-15 season, watching this thing turn around feels great. You are correct. The land of never going to happen, except it's Jerry Jones we're talking about. So anything is possible. You're right, Arm Dave. He is kind of stupid enough. But if his son is in control and he's allowed his son pretty much to be in control, it shouldn't happen. But again, I can't argue. It's Jerry Jones. It could happen. So, you know, what am I going to tell you? That you're wrong about Jerry Jones? When you're right, man. I can't say it. You're right. He's crazy enough that, but I just don't think he'll do it because his son, Stephen Jones, will get a hold of him. Remember, he wanted Johnny Manziel. They didn't allow it. And the son had to talk him out of it, and he listened. They have been much better off since Stephen Jones has been involved in the personnel department and all of that. When Jerry was kind of in charge completely, it was kind of a mess. So things have gotten better with Stephen Jones, and he knows it. I mean, in the end, the Cowboys have got to be constantly kicking their ass, their own ass, because of everything they did with Jimmy. Instead of just getting the hell out of the way, like Mickey Arison does for Pat Riley, and just go do your thing, bro. Just bring me as many championships as you can. Build whatever you can. You had to meddle. Yeah, I mean, Jimmy wasn't going to last long anyways because he burns out everywhere he goes. But let him burn out, dude. Let him burn out and leave on his own. Don't you be the one, because, see, that's the thing about Jerry Jones. He will always carry the torch as the man that helped bring three titles by bringing Jimmy Johnson. But then he also is the guy that is actually held the most embarrassing run in Cowboy history. I mean, these Cowboys are only more embarrassing if we were talking about the early NFL days in the 60s when Tom Landry was losing his ass every single year. That's it. We'd have to go back to the 60s to see how embarrassing the Cowboys have been for the last 20 years compared to, you know, all the other years. Because even the Tex Schramm Landry years were never, you know, the later years weren't still nearly as bad as they are now and have been for years, or the early days of the expansion teams of back in the early 60s. It's crazy. But that's, you know, Jerry could talk all he wants about the titles, but dude, he's been a cancer. He's been as effective as he was to bring Jimmy. He has been as ineffective by not producing it. And look, right now, look at the hiring now of the former Green Bay coach, Mike McCarthy. he looks like a complete idiot out there. And all the crap that was going on in Green Bay, and now you see what's going on in Dallas, people are going to go, wow, you know, that's why Green Bay parted ways with him. Maybe he won a title because he was just riding the coattails, but he really wasn't that good. And so far, he's been terrible with the Cowboys.
Based on the word from the players, man, lack of preparation, unable to, you know, make changes on the fly in the middle of a game, that's pretty indicting, man.
Isn't that something that he should be used to, because that's kind of the same way it was under Jason Garrett?
I've got to think that there's a major correlation there. Yeah, man.
And it's like, wow. So are we supposed to think that it was better with Jason Garrett or something? I mean, give me a break.